Welcome to this installment of The AIDS Pandemic, a podcast hosted by Dr. David Westner from the Department of Biology at Davidson College. I'm Deanna Lomax. More than 25 million people have died from AIDS since it was first recognized in 1981, making it one of the most destructive epidemics in history. It is undeniable, however, that sub-Saharan Africa is the hardest hit and most affected area in the world. Of the global 2.9 million AIDS-related deaths in 2007, 72% occurred in this area. AIDS has devastated the social and economic framework of societies in sub-Saharan Africa by mostly infecting people in the age group of 15 to 49 years old, while 63% of the 40 million people living with HIV/AIDS today live in sub-Saharan Africa. What is also startling is that of the 2.9 million people who died from AIDS in 2007, 1 in 7 was children. HIV/AIDS also has many indirect effects. Children of HIV-positive parents compose the largest group of secondary sufferers. Africa is home to 95% of the world's 13 million children orphaned as a result of AIDS. It is estimated that by 2010, one-third of African children will be orphaned. Caring for these orphans has become a severe humanitarian disaster. With the rapidly increasing numbers, it is difficult to care and provide for all these children. However, the potential for these children to form a large group of dysfunctional adults, which could further destabilize societies already weakened by AIDS, has increased the urgency of finding an effective solution to the crisis. The response to the problem has been unsustainable given the number of children in need of aid. In Zimbabwe, fewer than 4,000 orphans out of an estimated 800,000 are accommodated by the country's 45 registered institutions. As an entire generation is being devastated by HIV/AIDS, major secondary effects are occurring on the children watching it all unfold. These impacts arise in a number of overlapping ways, including economic consequences, changes in position of caregiver, education, nutrition, long-term psychological effects, and even the likelihood of infection. What overarches all of these is how children psychologically process and respond to the stresses HIV/AIDS adds to their lives. It is important to focus on the psychological impact on a child who is forced to drop out of school, who must care for themselves and younger siblings, and face losing a parent or family member. These psychological effects are what lead children to destructive or withdrawn behaviors that could make them more likely to become infected. If an attempt is made to better understand what these children are experiencing, it may be possible to reach them on a level that would help encourage them to protect themselves from the dangers of HIV/AIDS. The primary effects on growth and health in relation to losing a caregiver. School-age children show more effects related to loss of education and therefore the development of a vulnerability to internalization and antisocial behaviors. It appears in several studies that children over the age of 10 years are most vulnerable to becoming orphaned, but are a group neither specifically targeted by many current programs nor institutions that house affected children. In these cases, family, community, or school-based intervention is essential. The loss of a parent or loved one, generally speaking, is associated with psychological conditions including anxiety, rumination, depression, social isolation, survivor's guilt, and low self-esteem. Mel Freeman, former director of mental health and substance abuse in the South African Department of Health, states that children, after losing a parent, will have difficulties with modeling, boundary setting, and development of value systems necessary for moral development, as well as support, caring, and discipline needed for emotional stability. If children have problems figuring out how to set boundaries and develop moral standards, then it is likely that they will be at a higher risk for HIV infection. This secondary impact of HIV/AIDS is a catastrophic one because it will cause a whole new generation to be at an even higher risk and only further the AIDS epidemic. Orphan children have an increased incidence of internalized psychological problems, and 34% of AIDS-related orphans have contemplated suicide within the year after their parents' death. In response to preventing the majority of psychological disorders and their related effects, the main goal is to postpone the death of a parent. When extending the life of the parents, you increase his or her chance to complete school and possess the proper mechanism to establish a sound value system. Nearly one half of children who lose a parent to HIV/AIDS drop out of school. This is a secondary impact that can be reduced by attempting to supply more infected people with ARV treatment that is both successful and easily attainable. It will both extend their lifespan and improve the quality of life for their children. Thanks for listening, and until next time, this is Deanna Lomax. Do 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 do